I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We now welcome on Jenna Jordan of The Daily Memphian. Jenna, of course, on Twitter at _JonahJordan. The Memphis Tigers went to Tulane yesterday. They moved to 3-1 in American Conference play, 11-6 overall with an 83-79 win over the Green Wave. Jonah, it wasn't a work of art late, but what did you make of the game on the whole?
As a whole, Jeremiah Martin may be back. That's a good sign. I mean, he had, 25 points last night. He only missed two shots in the first half. He looked like his old self again, maybe that he had finally worked his way back from that foot injury. But still, as a whole, I'm still worried about their defense. They struggle to guard the perimeter. There are a couple times during the game where guys were just flying right by their bigs. They really could use a 7'1" center with really long arms and great athleticism, but that's not happening until next year. So right now they're working with what they got, and they just need to keep trying to get better.
Talking, of course, with Jonah Jordan of The Daily Memphian, as always on Twitter, at _JonahJordan. And then what do you make of Jeremiah Martin? It almost feels like maybe finding his role this year has been somewhat of a difficult proposition, but last night you saw it when the freshmen weren't exactly playing up to their potential. They turned to Jeremiah, and he was able to deliver.
Yeah, I think a big problem this season for Jeremiah has been the fact that he's just not on the ball as much. You know, last year he dominated the ball. He was their main ball handler from the time the season started until the time he got hurt. When he dribbles and dribbles and dribbles, he's been able to find a way to score, but that slows everything down. He's struggled to find a role as that primary ball handler in the context of Penny Hardaway's offense, and I think that's been a struggle. I think also that foot injury was serious. I don't think people realize how difficult it is to come back from that. The Lisfranc injury is not easy, but he was able to do it. Let's see if that'll continue on. I mean, when those freshmen are struggling, they really needed Jeremiah Martin. There have been a couple games this year that could have been different if Jeremiah had been playing well. So they need him. They need him down conference play if they're going to do what Penny wants to ultimately do.
What'd you make of the fact that Penny Hardaway made the decision to go with Victor Eno to start?
I don't know.
Seems fair.
I just think he's trying to find a big that can play defense, a big that can give him what he's looking for on defense, which is a little bit of shot blocking, a little bit of rebounding. I mean, honestly, I think Lane Thomas is going to be that guy coming in here. I've talked to a bunch of people about it. They rave about what Lance was doing in practice coming into the season, that he's blocking shots, rebounding, doing somebody phrases to me, he does everything that this team can't do, and not having him has been a struggle because they don't really have anybody that can block shots. Like Isaiah Maurice can sometimes, but he doesn't do it consistently. Mike Parks gets lost in the offense and on defense because he's not fast enough to keep up sometimes. Isaiah Maurice fouls too much. And then Keevan's really not a true center. So it's been a struggle.
Talking, of course, with Jonah Jordan of The Daily Memphian. As always, you can follow him on Twitter at _JonahJordan. And then another night for Antoine Jones where he really wasn't effective, particularly on the offensive end. What did you notice yesterday that kind of leads you to see the yet again more inconsistencies from Antoine Jones?
Oof, I don't really know what's going on there. I just think it's probably partially in his head at this point. I mean, every freshman hits a wall around this time anyways. I mean, you see it with Tyler Nalo. I don't think Tyler is necessarily bad. I don't think he's playing poorly. I mean, he's finding open shots. I think he's having good games, but at times it looks like he's struggling because these guys aren't used to this. These guys aren't used to the two-game-a-week grind. You're coming off of a bunch of emotional games and not out of conference play, and now you've got to play two games a week against really tough conference opponents where you're traveling across the country, and then you're coming back and you got to go to class. It is a day-to-day grind, and these freshmen, I think, are starting to feel it a little bit.
Talking, of course, with Jonah Jordan of the Daily Memphian. As always, you can follow him on Twitter at underscore Jonah Jordan. Make sure you go and subscribe to the Daily Memphian to read all of his coverage of the University of Memphis. And Kevon Davenport had another really, really consistent game. He only gets 22 minutes, but he scores 17 points. He was very, very efficient. Does he seem to be the most dependable Tiger right now?
Yes. I think he is the most consistent guy on that team. He's a guy you can give him the ball, either it's at the top of the key or down low, and he's going to go make a play. I mean, a lot of defenders don't know what to do with him because it's, okay, if I'm going to give this guy space, he's going to drive right at you. If you go up in him, he's going to go, he's going to post up, or he can shoot threes. It's just about staying out of foul trouble. It's about being consistently there in your head the entire game, because that's been a struggle. I mean, he floats around a little bit too much, but I think he's finally found a groove. And when he's good, I mean, they can beat a lot of people in this conference, but it's just he needs a guy like Jeremiah or Tyler or both of those guys to come in and produce with him.
Talking, of course, with Jonah Jordan of the Daily Memphian. And then, you know, many people are focusing on the final score, but really if you look at it, the Tigers did control most of the game. And while obviously Tulane at 4-12, 0-4 in the league, not a good basketball team, I did feel like they at least presented somewhat of a difficult test for the Tigers, in that they have extreme length and they have great size, and that's certainly something that doesn't match up with the Tigers. Do you feel like that was a fair assessment coming into the game?
Yeah, I mean, I'd bet again 50-wide victory, you know, did start. They have size. They're a big team. I mean, they're not a great matchup, but I thought the Tigers should have run away with it, in all honesty. I mean, they were up 15 at one point, I think it was, and then all of a sudden it's a four-point game because they can't guard. I mean, Tulane's one of the worst rebounding teams in the nation, and at times last night the Tigers couldn't seem to get a rebound over them. And it seemed like they were playing down to them a little bit, like, oh, it's Tulane, there's four people in this arena, we're going to blow these guys out, because that's what some of the guys on the team have been used to doing against bad teams. But they need to get used to the fact that everybody in conference play, I mean, they played two of the worst teams in the conference and struggled with them, is going to be a fight from here on out. And if they don't know that, then they're going to be in for some surprises.
Tigers now sitting at 11-6. They're 3-1 in the league. You know, where do you think they are in terms of, you know, when you look at the entire standings of the league, where do you feel like, I'll phrase it to you this way. How do you think Penny Hardaway feels about his team's position right now?
I think there is happiness that he is there. They are where they are record wise. I think there's frustration that they're playing the way that they're playing. And I think he's still fine tuning himself as a coach, because I mean, while these guys are freshmen on the floor, I mean, this is his first year. This is his first time doing conference play. I think he's learning a lot about himself. I think he's learning about the players he'll have next year. And I think that something he struggled with a lot, he's talked about it, is putting in a game plan and executing it, because sometimes half the guys on the floor won't get it, sometimes half the other guys will. I think that is something that has driven Penny insane from the start of the season to now, and I think that's something that he's really trying to fix going into the back half of the season.
No Alex Lomax yesterday. What'd you make of that decision?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, he had the head injury in the game prior. So I think probably a little bit of just holding him back. You don't want to push him too hard. You need him probably for the last stretch of the season. Theoretically, you don't need him against Tulane. So, I mean, I didn't think too much of it.
Is he still in protocol? Do we know any update on his health?
I've heard no updates other than that he was probably in protocol and that nobody else would really elaborate. So I think we'll hear a little bit more about it next time Penny does availability.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.